the prayerful mood is the right climate for chanting with absorption. If you find the progressive stages of a devotee, when the prayerful mood is established, what type of mood is that? This is very beautifully explained. For example, if a devotee comes in the assembly of so many devotees who are singing, chanting, dancing, one feels, oh, how fortunate I am that today I have come to the assembly of so many devotees. And in that association I will plunder the liquid nectar of the holy name. I will chant with them, I will dance with them. In this way, I will simply throw away everything to the wind and I will completely absorb myself in remembrance of Krishna. So there is a song you must have heard. In that song he says, I will go to the Navadvip Dham and I will roll on the ground and I will go to the house of even the Chandala in the holy Dham, because in the holy Dham everyone is pure. And I will simply beg some prasad and eat, and I will not care for anything of the world. So in that song you will find a carefree devotee who is simply in great ecstasy. Similarly, one also feels the every aspect of spiritual life is so wonderful. Like Lord is offering his wonderful darshan. One does not see the deity as ordinary deity. One sees the deity as a person. Oh, this is the time Krishna and Balram, along with their covered boys, they're all getting prepared to enter the forest of Braj. And Yashoda Maya and all her associates, and Nanda Baba and his associates, they are all there, waiting to send off Krishna and his associates. So one's heart becomes flooded with the remembrance of Krishna and his covered boyfriends, you know, mischievously talking with each other and joking with each other. Similarly, when one comes in the company of a pure devotee, one feels oneself utterly unqualified even to come in his presence. One feels, oh, residual Vaishnava, you are the epitome of all Vaishnava qualities. And I feel even ashamed to stand in front of you because the power of your purity is so dominating that that I am so impure. I have no qualification to show myself in front of you. But sometimes such a devotee may be called by a very erudite Mahabhagavad devotee to come near. So he may go and the Mahabhagavad devotee may bestow mercy upon him by speaking some words of instruction or anything like that. So a devotee feels oneself like a patient in the hand of a doctor. He says, oh my dear spiritual master, please take my pulse and diagnose my malady. What is the sickness that afflicts my heart because of which I cannot love and serve Krishna constantly? And diagnose my disease, give me medicine, treatment, offer me whatever punishments have to be given to purify my heart. One feels like that. So these are very natural state of consciousness for a person who has come to the Nishchita Bhajana Kriya, it is said. So Bhajana Kriya is the stage when one gets Diksha initiated. But that stage is called Anishchita Bhajana Kriya. But then after Anatta Nivritti comes Nishchita Bhajana Kriya. So this kind of prayerful attitude is so powerful that it captures Krishna. Just as our mind suddenly runs to sense gratification in the Anishchita stage. Similarly, in the firm Nishchita Bhajana Kriya stage, one's mind runs to Krishna spontaneously, even without one's knowledge. How unexpectedly mind ran to Krishna. Because this is Krishna Akarshani. It attracts Krishna very quickly. So in such a stage, a devotee doesn't have to struggle hard to break his head to pay attention to the holy name or anything like that. The holy name springs from the tongue of a chanter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one writing, the holy name erupts from the heart of a devotee, permeates his whole body and springs from the tongue and dances on the tongue of a chanter. That's the way the holy name erupts, he says. So I was speaking all these things. Why? Because unless one has a greed for attaining that state, one will never attain it, even after millions of lifetimes. One may chant Hare Krishna every day for a million lifetimes and one may not make any progress, not even iota of progress, provided if one doesn't have that type of greed for becoming a pure devotee. This is said by Prabhupada in many places. Because the price that one has to pay for getting the Krishna Naam, Krishna Prem is the greed for attaining it. So this lobe or greed for becoming a pure devotee is very much welcomeable, unlike the greed for money that is condemned in the material world. So if one has that greed, then one should endeavor to attain that position by meticulously chanting the holy name attentively. Just like, for example, if you are making a rangoli, after putting the dots, you have to combine them very carefully. If one is inattentive, you combine wrongly, then hours will go and you will get confused, isn't it? Or while cooking in the kitchen, you have to put the right amount of salt. Some devotees make upma very expertly. You have seen that? Exact amount of water, salt, and you know the mustard seed. Sometimes mustard seed, if it becomes too blackish and burnt, the taste actually gets spoiled. Little extra burning you do, the whole taste is spoiled. It just permeates through the entire pudding. So it has to be done very carefully. When it is done well and offered to Krishna with great love, and then you taste it and you can never stop eating. So in the same manner, one Maharaja was, his own Kadamakan Maharaja was telling once, when you go to a deity room, how do you make a plate? He said, you keep the vatis, you put different sabjis carefully. Not that you throw the sabjis in such a way that they are spilling over all over the plate. You don't do that. You put in each plate meticulously, keep chapati in one place, rice in another place, everything. And then you make a plate and take it inside. Not that you go to the deity room and throw the plate and throw the sabji, throw the dal, throw the rice. You know, you don't shock Krishna by throwing away everything. So he said when we chant many times, we throw the words in our consciousness. He said that we allow our mind to get distracted by this, that, today, tomorrow, yesterday, this problem, that problem, so much. Mind is in a big soup that now nobody knows where holy name went away. You know? And we also don't know what am I doing now? I'm chanting now again. So he said, this is not the way we should throw the words while chanting holy name. It's meticulously, like a very nice, fine drawing we do, or rangoli we do, or cooking we do very attentively. One should have the mind, we should put our heart. And we don't have to worry about the 25,000 names awaiting ahead. Just take one mantra, he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Okay, then go to the next mantra. So he said, meticulously one should try to do, and one should try to put oneself in mode of goodness, at least during chanting time, he said. Because if you are in passion, we will be too much worrying about the things that is to be done during the day. After chanting, what I will do? I will run here and there and all that. If one is in mode of ignorance, then we will slip away and we will not be able to get access to the holy name at all. So you are telling me we should post ourselves in goodness. So that goodness means patience also. We have the patience to hear the holy name. We don't have to run anywhere. Everything else can wait peacefully. And we can just pay audience to the holy name. Nothing will, the sky will not collapse to the ground if we don't go there now. So we can peacefully chant. So we have to chant meticulously. This kind of attentive, meticulous, sincere, respectful chanting will lead to that prayerful mood eventually. If you are doing that. Along with the hearing of the Shastra, association of Vaishnavas, everything, the prayerful mood is not in our hands. It is not something we can capture. But when we are like the other day, Prabhuji was speaking in the class, if a devotee is sincere, Tesham Evanam Kamparta Mahamajnana Jamtama Krishna says, you know, if a devotee is sincerely executing devotion service and Krishna bestows that prayerful mood in the heart of a devotee, and he gives a devotee very wonderful realizations in his heart, and a devotee becomes excited in spiritual life without knowing where this sudden flood of realizations and appreciation of Krishna's nature and qualities and characteristics and pastimes are entering into my heart from somewhere, as if a dam is broken and water is gushing in. Like that, Krishna will flood a devotee's heart with respect and appreciation and love and everything. And this prayerful mood is something that erupts in the heart of a devotee, which is not in our hands. We are at the moment beggars. And by being a beggar and chanting the holy name with respectful and this kind of proper meticulous attentiveness and everything, and by possessing the greed for attaining Krishna Prema, sure enough, a time will come when the prayerful mood will be awakened in the heart. Once the prayerful mood is awakened, it is very spontaneous to chant the holy name in transcendental ecstasy. Harinam Prabhu ki.